You're listening to Felicia
and Georgia
on Networked Radio.
We're going to do a little bit. We get serious every now and then, and we're going to do something quite serious now. A change of pace, if you will.
Oh, goodness. What are we going to be exploring now for Schwan?
Well, I think we're going to talk about the proposed cuts to higher education that the government is planning, because it's pretty real. It's really real for us.
Yeah, as young 19, 20-year-old girls who are second-year university students, I guess it is quite an interesting one. To me, like, I understand that the government needs to make cuts for the budget and whatnot, but I just get angry about the fact that they're, you know, being directed at education when it's such an important part of life.
That's and it's so true. Necessary. And not just that, but, you know, Gough Whitlam died lately.
Gough Whitlam died lately.
He did. Well, he died
The other day. 98, he lived to.
Yes, very ripe old age. Sorry. And he brought in free education, and that's the reason that my mum could go to uni. So, you know, it is a really important thing, and I don't think that the government is putting enough emphasis on how important it is for people to go to higher education after high school. I mean, look how much smarter it's made us.
Oh, we are intellects.
We are intellects. That's for sure. We are intellects.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, education is so important. I'm going to sound like a crazy gal, but I don't know. When you see some of the darker parts of society, as we did some court reporting in journalism the other week.
We did, didn't we?
You see some disadvantaged souls, and I don't know, you can only benefit from education, and I think it's a really important thing.
It's fundamental, isn't it?
It's not being given the time that it's
required. You got a little bit passionate there, didn't you?
I did, didn't I? Let's talk about cheese again.
Well, I tend to agree with you. Yeah. Another important sector that is really spoken about is the funding and the attention on the mental health department.
Yeah. Mental health. Look, that's an interesting one.
Mental health. Yeah. I actually did my best friend, her dad, he's a mental health nurse.
And there's
just not enough funding that goes into it. And I did a story the other week about mental health, and I'm sure that many of you out there have been affected by it.
Mm.
And there was a man who, you know, was getting put into jail, and he suffered from a severe mental illness. Where was any of the services he needed in jail? There wasn't going to be any. So I think it's really important, guys, that every now and then we step away from the joking, as Georgia and I do, and we focus on these issues.
Yeah, no, definitely. For sure.
So if you guys have any more info or you want to, you know, start a conversation in the comments below.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe we'll return to this issue in a few segments' time.
Will do.
All right.
Yeah, let us know what you think, guys.